instruction and the coordinating and that sort of thing. But that shouldn't change the other person's salary in any way, I don't think. It should just be the duties or the responsibilities.
Yeah, I can revise the budget, you know, include the numbers. So basically, it won't have any impact on the levy, though. But it's just in and out.
Yeah.
Just
right.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, I will need a resolution that, you know, that's
from
how
the reserves.
Yeah.
So at this point, April 7th, would that be?
I'm okay with April 7th if the struggle committee is.
Your meeting, you said before then.
Before.
April 4th.
Okay. So if they could put some direction to council. Leave that with you. Okay, well, just I have another one on, this is on page 3, at the top, information technology support. It's 02060023. I'm just looking at the numbers going across. Now, maybe it's just because we had instituted all of it, it was a higher rate. But we went from 63,000 to 59,000, and now we're down to 51. If anything, you would think that that would be increasing. If we've actually spent 63, 59, and now we budgeted 70, 45, and now 51, is 51 enough? I guess it's a question. I'm not sure what they're charging.
I think it should be okay because last 1.5 years, we've been renovating or, you know, not renovating, but then we were looking at the IT infrastructure, and that's why the cost went up.
Okay.
You know, some of the cost, you know, transferring the data from one server to another server, and, you know, plus the, you know, buying the new software, that's why it drove all the cost here. So now if I talk about the just fixed cost, then it should be okay because, you know, roughly around 1850 we pay near north per month for the their services, and then we pay 7000 to TMM for the taxes, 7000 for the assist software, that accounting software, so roughly 14000 right there, and plus I would say 750000 for the Microsoft-related, you know, the services.
Right.
So, if you look at that, you know, 14,000-15,000, right, plus 2,000 for the near north, 24,000 for yearly, 14,000 for the TMI and the assist. So that will be 38,000, and then 5,000. 3,000 for the our new website, and they charge.
I was going to ask about the website. So
yeah,
it's in there. Then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 31,000 there. That one plus 800,000 for the mention about the Microsoft services. So 9,000-10,000 there. So 41,000.
Okay.
And on top some other things. So that's why budget. That's how.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's covered.
I did have that highlighted as well. That's, for some reason, I have a note here, 60,000 would be reasonable when including with all the things that are taken into consideration. But
well, that was a convincing argument he just used, right?
Yeah.
All the higher mathematics that we have. I want to get back to this too. I know it's partway down there. It's 051 volunteer recognition. I know that we had to forego that because of the 150 payment. But I'm wondering if that's something we should be putting back in some form to recognize the volunteers. We were able to go to the one in Whitestone. It was volunteer staff. We were invited as somebody who was receiving a recognition. And it was a pretty good affair they had together. I know we used to have them, volunteer recognitions, and I'm just wondering if that should be put back in. I know we don't have a lot of different groups, but just to acknowledge, I guess, that what they do for the community, whether that should be, again, someone would have to be in charge organizing and all, but...
I haven't done it before.
Oh, okay.
I did it in Whitestone, too. He's done it.
Yeah.
When was the last time we had one? It was quite a while.
Yeah, I think fire department had one at the previous council. They had some.
Yes. Yeah, I remember they had one, but yeah, not for everybody, just the fire department.
So it's been quite a while.
Well, it says an actual of 4,500 in 2024. Did that actually happen?
Well, I'm not sure with the word actual anymore, so.
Yeah, budgeted that and actual.
And that's the 4,500 we paid to the one of the grant. Remember, we had to get the 15,000 grant, we have to pay back 4,500.
Oh, did we? So we pulled it
for
out
the
of there.
150?
Was that the 150?
Oh, the
150
group, yeah. Okay, so it's probably been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you it's been 10 or 12 years. Yeah,
and now that you wouldn't necessarily have to, if it's a, it is a lot to arrange, you know, to, you know, whatever you want to do with them, buy a supper and all that kind of stuff. Now,
yeah.
You'd have to compile a list of the volunteers, which it is a job in itself.
Yeah.
You know, whether you do a supper or you recognize them in some other way, you know, with an appreciation letter and some other little gift idea or something. Is a possibility if somebody wanted to take on the challenge.
Well, the meal was always popular because it brought everybody together.
Yeah.
Rather than just a gift off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they did up there too, they had, we used to have a band who would come in too, but then we found out that a lot of people would disperse after eating. They wouldn't stay for the band, and then, so it'd be just a few people there to dance. So what they did up there, they just had three or four people playing the music at the beginning of the presentations, and then and they left rather than wait until the end. So, so you could avoid having a band and paying a big amount there. But the meal, I think, was always popular to have that catered. And there might be local groups too who would put on the meals, so that's money for them too. So, I just think it's good recognition and sort of you know, on the way out for this council anyway, and recognizing what they've done for the past 4 years and well before that. I know we went beyond the just the actual committees that we had established, and we went into the seniors where they could come as well, and the Agricultural Society, the Snowbugs, and any number of Dunamics, they would all be invited, sort of thing. Councilor Zulli.
So do you think 5,000?
Well, I don't know. That's a figure.
Would be, yeah, I'm just wondering, do you think that would do it? If we invited everybody, and you were willing to work with Mary and Matt to do it. Were you volunteering to work with staff to do it? Because you've done this in the past.
Yeah. As Councillor Haskin said, the difficult part is getting from, and what we did too was give out service pins, like so many volunteer years. And that was always difficult because the records didn't go back that far, some of the committees. And you know, who should be invited. But it can be done. I just don't know whether we still have those pins even for years, 5, 10, 15 years. Have to look into that. But
you do have
some?
Yeah.
Councilor Cracker?
I'm just looking the total amount that we have for donations, grants to organizations, and discretionary donations is 9,000. And then there's the 1,500 for the scholarships. We're sort of committed on the 1,500, so we can't really touch that. But it looks like currently we have 3,200 that is spoken for to the museum and the Chamber of Commerce of the 9,000. So if there was some money that was,
well, we should add Director Bay Biosphere. That's going to go in there too. The kids.
Okay. So that can be updated.
That's 1,500. And Science North, I think we agreed to 1,000 this year. For
two.
Oh, over 2 years. It was 1,000 per year.
Per
I think.
Year, yes.
So 1,000.
So it's cutting into our 9,000 budget.
Yeah. And I got a feeling the Snowbugs will be coming to ask for firework money again too, possibly. So.
I thought that Science one was 1,000 per week for 2 weeks.
Well, maybe that's it, not per year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 2 weeks.
You
yeah.
could be right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
2,000
two
more.
Yeah. How are we making out now?
and dance.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the dance, but as I say, the demographics have seem to have changed a bit over the years. But I know when we did the major one for opening the Veterans Bridge, that was a major undertaking. That one came out, we even hired buses to travel to that one, but it was around $8,000 for that one. So I'm thinking five might do it. Of course, cost of food has gone up too, so I don't know.
Let's bring your own.
Yeah, fun luck.
Yeah,
that's the eggs.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. It's really good.
Yeah. Anyway, that was just my question, whether we should put in another figure there. I know Roshan doesn't want to hear all these things. But,
but I think we should, because it hasn't been done in quite a while.
So it's only for volunteers, or?
Well, that list all of a sudden gets pretty long when you're mentioning the snowbugs, dynamic, lions.
Lions.
Yeah, it'd be become a pretty long list.
All the volunteers on the committees.
Yeah.
But then you get people who don't show up. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we used to always have trouble in the past, but we had quite staff too to acknowledge them, years of service. Very few staff showed up. So I don't know. And even up there at Whitestone, they were recognizing certain members of the fire department, and there were only a couple there. Most didn't even attend, so.
Yeah, people have stuff going on too, eh?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you almost got to plan on 50% might not. So they'll say, well, thanks, but.
Yeah.
We got company up that weekend, or.
So, to move on, just put a figure in, or what?
So, you're saying we have 3,000.
What's that?
Roughly left?
2,300.
So if we put another three, if you think that would do it.
Three or five, just to cover it.
Yeah, five.
Well, the snowbugs come for
fireworks.
That'll leave us to eat up the other 2,000 quarter pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think you would still want to allow a little bit of room in that. In case something came on halfway through the week, it's such a good cause, we want to donate to it. So you don't want to cut it right off right now.
Yeah.
On plane. So I think
so
we're going to have to come up
leave
with
that.
Extra somehow.
Is it coming from, will be that covered through any reserve or is it through levy?
Recreation?
That's what I'm looking at, right? No recreation reserve.
Well, I believe it's been growing every year because they come in under budget. I believe there's almost 50,000 there.
Yeah, 56,000, 51,000.
Yeah. So, that's always a possibility. We do control that. It's not the committee that controls that reserve. So if we decide that's what we want to do, I don't see a problem with that.
Well, that would be good because there is a lot of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
When you do have your, isn't there?
A lot of it is recreational, one way or the other
in
the township, so it's kind of like it's still showing
appreciation. Yeah, I'm hearing 10,000 now from your reserve.
So 5K?
Sounds good.
Do you need a resolution or just adding it?
I think it's just amending the figures he's got there. Yeah.
And recreation reserve, is that okay?
That's a council decision, but I can't see any harm in it. It's $50,000, and a lot of it will be going back to recreation volunteers.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't see any harm in it.
Yeah.
Okay. And are we using that same line, volunteer recognition, or it's a different line?
May as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same line.
Notice at the bottom of that page, we see tower lease as income, 2160.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one out here at the corner? I assume it is, because the other one's separate. I guess my question is that I know Rob broached this subject before about what was the company that was interested?
Starling?
Sorry?
Not Starling. What's it called?
Spectrum?
Spectrum.
And I guess my concern was, and he floated the idea that they may be interested in purchasing it, keeping their equipment there, and also some property. I guess my concern is that the argument was made quite strongly that that tower was a serious threat the way it was. That's why we went to the other tower. I don't think we would be doing our due diligence if we let that tower stand after the report that came in from that company saying that it has to come down. And that was part of the project. So, and some of us had reservations about that. It had stood for so many years, but the argument was made that it was a hazard. And so I don't think that we should actually, the Spectrum should be notified that that tower is to be taken down. Rather than, I don't know what council's thoughts are on it, but do you feel secure after the fire department coming and doing the study saying that it has to go?
I thought they were notified and they gave a date as to when their stuff would be coming off there. Am I wrong?
Since then they've been negotiating, I guess.
They were, and I don't have any update. Carly was dealing with that, and I know that Carly gave them a deadline that, you know, we need to remove the stuff
from
the tower.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, that's good then.
But that was mentioned that since that,
right,
that they were interested in purchasing and continuing to use the tower. So
yeah,
if they have an engineering report from another engineering company that says that it's structurally sound, then, you know, I'm sure they would be doing their due diligence even before making a entertaining an idea like that.
So did that come before council?
No, I think the fire chief mentioned it in one of his reports.
That they were interested.
I was trying to find that report today, but I couldn't locate exactly which report it was in.
No, we were talking too, because he talked about some of the property, and that's where we questioned how much property you're talking. There's 5 acres there, but how much would they need for that tower as well? And then it's we had to make sure it didn't interfere with the Balsam Trail. And also, I see somebody else is building right up against the township property there now with the driveway in. So if we're talking of, they've been thinking of selling some of the property, I think there's a lot of work to do yet. So, you know, which things are where. And I think Councilor Kekkonen's idea is right. They'd have to, it's just that I don't want a situation where we've been told and the reason we got a tower was that the other one was no good, had to come down, it was danger. And now suddenly, oh, it's not so bad. Depending on which engineer you talk to. So. Anyway.
So, if they're talking, you said that Spectrum's talking with the fire department, I guess, to keep, stay on that tower?
I'm not sure what the current status is, but then I know that Carly notified them that, you know,
they have to get off.
They have to get off.
Yeah, because I think that would be liable for us if we if we have all the reports that it's, you know, it's hazardous, and then we allow somebody else to go back on it. I think that would be a no-go.
Yeah, we'll just have to clarify with Rob, I guess, and what he's the only one that seems to know the discussion. So, my only question was, do we leave that in for this year as income?
Well, we'll get to the point then.
I have other pages here, but I'm waiting for council to jump in.
Well, the amount, $2,160, you know, even if they have it there, I think the deadline was June to have it removed. Well, 50% of 2,160, it's not going to break the bank if we're off by $1,000 at the end of the year.
So I think that was the direction to leave that in.
Flexibility.
It's the one on the top of page 7. This is, I guess, building department. The very first line, professional services legal. budgeted 7,000 2024 and spent 300. 2025, 7,000 and spent 2,000. We're budgeting 7,000 again. Is that again a cushion? Is that the idea to keep that in?
I think that's cushion because, you know, sometimes legal bills, you're not aware of it, they come, and if there's not enough money, then I know last 2 years been, you know, very low, but then again, if there's any issue with the building and if the issue goes to the lawyer, then you never know how much they were going to charge.
Yeah. And partway down that page, you have it in your notes, 11% cap for the OPP.
Yeah.
And again, that's something we should be pointing out, I guess, and other people have raised it. You do have a separate sheet for it, I guess, the percentage increase in the outside agencies, external agencies. Is there any way of actually doing how much money, a percentage of the budget that goes to external agencies?
I can do that.
Okay, I think that would be useful,
yeah,
too, just for people to know that we can't control a lot of the budgets.
And that's, I just want to add on that point, because one of our residents did ask about the, how come our levy is higher than CPI,
right,
and that's one of the reasons. Some costs we can control, like, you know, the salary adjustment. We know that we can only do the salary adjustment as per the CPI of October, which could be 1.1%, 2%, 3%, but these are the costs which we,
right,
don't know. You know, this is 11%, and EMS was 6.98%, and some others were, like, you know, way more than that. So that's why, you know, our levy is more than CPI,
yeah,
because, you know, these are the external costs which we are not aware of how much they're going to increase.
Excellent. So there'd be a two-prong approach. You can put the actual increase,
yeah,
and then how much goes towards that agency,
yeah,
out,
okay,
of our total budget.
Well, there was actually our last budget. This was external, internal agencies.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that,
I'm
was
just comparing it to our total budget.
Right.
What percentage that is.
Yeah.
Because we've heard 20%, but it's been as high as, I've also heard the 30, 40% too in previous years.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to know, because you have ratepayers who argue that, you know, where are you spending all the money? Well, some of it's allocated and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So.
And some of those levies are new, like, you know, the OPP detachment.
Right.
We didn't have any. So.
Yeah.
And we're not even talking about the pool levy.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. We're end up getting caught up in, like, the OPP is a good example. I know a few years back, previous council would know there was a huge increase in the OPP levy, and we end up paying, as you do on your hydro bill too, I think, for something that's out of your control. And now, because of negotiation for the OPP, the contracts, everybody's picking up that bill, not necessarily just the province. And so they divvy it up and spread it out so that this 11% cap, well, nice to have a cap, but 11%, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
But
that's another thing.
Yeah. Well, this year alone, yeah, the police levy went up about $40,000. It was 11%, so another $40,000 we got to pay out. Ambulance, another $18,000, and social services, another $22,000. So you're already up to $80,000, which is like 2% increase,
yeah,
right off the get-go. And I only compiled this information because after I went through the budget, like why are we closer to the 4% kind of thing? And it's like, it's a lot of it's out of our control. We have to pay those amounts. And so for us to try to control our increase, it's so hard. You know, because we still got our own increases that we got to do too. So by the time I was all done going through this, I'm surprised that we can still function at this increase we're doing. Like, we still must be falling behind, really, in the whole the large picture for our township. I think we are, and we're just trying to sugarcoat it a little bit. We'll find, and I appreciate it too. I don't want to pay more taxes, so I appreciate a council controlling it, but I just don't know where it's going to end up in the future.
Well, there's that question too, and just recently they talked about the provincial budget being, I don't know what the deficit is now, but it just keeps increasing. And so, yeah, they're going to have less money to actually divvy out to give out to the municipalities.
Yeah.
So they're running deficits, and we certainly, well, we're, I don't think we're allowed to. It has to be covered, so it makes it difficult, and you don't want to start cutting services, but that's another option you have to consider. So how much are you providing for the people, and can you continue to do it?
Yeah, and you mentioned provincial, you can mention federal also, and I know that they've got a whole other issue kind of thing, but they're going to set up this great army and protect Canada and everything from the elements and everything. What are you going to be protecting by the time you spend all those trillions of dollars? Some third world country is what's going to be living inside those borders, you know, kind of thing. We need some of that money to come back into our municipalities like it used to at one time with the infrastructure programs, you know, one third, one third, one third. You know, we just don't see the money from the federals anymore, so that's got to change going down the road.
Yeah, that's why we're falling so far behind is, you know, like you said before, there was the one third, one third, or the 90-10 with provincial government.
Mm-hmm.
Burness Road, prime example, you know, $1 million basically grant that we received. And that was regularly ongoing. You know, you just look at all the infrastructure that we have here currently, and just a portion of that was funded by different grants or funds from the different levels of government. And yes, the increases from these other external levies are impacting us. You just need to look at, you know, the asset management plan and, or the asset management spreadsheet, and you look at all of our assets, you know, fleet, infrastructure, roads, culverts, bridges, and look at how much we're allocating and how much we should be allocating. It's not lining up, so there's going to be a big pothole at some point in time that is going to be hard to overcome. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm jumping up to page 20 now. It's just some background information, I guess, too, for the public at the top for Belvedere Heights. 0.81% increase. Quite small, as Roshan had said, which is good. But the whole debenture question, I guess, where do we sit at that point? Is this something we have to be looking at? Whether anybody has more information on that for the public at this stage, whether it's a loan guarantee now or it's going to be a debenture, and we'll have to figure that into our budget. Councilor Zula.
Well, there was talk of it being a debenture, and at the very beginning of all the process, we all thought, I think all the municipalities were told that it would be a loan guarantee. And then somehow it got switched over to a debenture from
TD.
For now they're talking about there may be going back to a loan guarantee, but the paperwork is being done by TD, and we haven't received anything yet, and hopefully we will by the next end of the next month, end of April, one way or the other. But I was told that that would be for the 27 budget cycle. But if it's a loan guarantee, it shouldn't actually affect the municipality. Like, we have to sign, you know, because we are an ownership of Belvedere. So,
no, I just wondered about the venture, because when they talked about that, I thought we had to get that prepared this year,
soon. That's what they were saying.
Even
but
if
you
it's
see, that's yeah, no, and so that's gone off.
So they've got the loan guarantee confirmation from TD.
As far as I know, as of when did we have, they had the meeting on Tuesday? There was nothing yet. And I had asked, where do I have it? I had asked specifically, because I said we were having a budget meeting this week, and it says, still waiting for the term sheet from TD. Tony said it should be ready by the end of this week. As soon as I get it, I will prepare a briefing note for the board. Not sure we will have something for your budget meeting. So that's the last I've heard. And also the actual transaction will occur in your next budget cycle, 2027. Is that what you're...
Yeah, except that, before they went back to TV and investigated, I think we were told that we had a couple of months.
Yes, they did. They did. Yes.
Prepare our adventure.
Yeah, it says because I had questioned. Could you clarify some things for me about the debenture process? If I am understanding this correctly, McKellar puts forward the application to IO for $700,000, and if the application is approved, does that money come to McKellar from IO, and then McKellar transfers the total $700,000 to Belvedere, and it is put into a special account, or where does it go? Or if McKellar gets the $700,000, do they keep that amount and only $451,000 per year? Just trying to get... understand that. And it says you may have heard that the CAOs met recently. I would rather have a loan guarantee than an IO. I am working on that, and looks like we will have some good news from TD Bank. We will be sending this to the board as soon as the TD has finalized the term sheet. If this works, the municipalities would not have to handle any money, just sign the loan guarantee. And another one he wrote, the IO would come to McKellar. You are right, McKellar would then send it to Belvedere. Belvedere sends it to McDougall, Seguin, and Carling to pay off the 11.5 construction loan. But that sounds like it's changed now.
No, that's good. And
yeah,
Mother Roshan is.
Yeah, initially they mentioned that by June 30th we need to
have debenture.
And even though they needed money in 2027, but they want us to...
Right.
Get the debenture, put an application for debenture by June 30th. So
that's
now they're talking something different.
Yeah.
So.
And they had a Belvedere meeting on Wednesday, but I wasn't able to attend it, and so I haven't heard anything yet.
So I'm just looking at, from Roshan's point of view, you don't have to worry
no.
about that in this
no,
budget.
I guess I'm okay as of now until they
yes.
change
yeah.
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And hopefully, as far as our debenture
limit,
thank you. Our fire truck should be paid off next year, right?
This year. Yeah.
So we may have a little bit more leverage.
So I guess, you know, we don't need to go for the debenture for the development year. We should be okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm being told.
Okay.
So...
My opinion would be that we should not borrow money by an IO or borrower in any direct way at all, because that costs us lots of money.
Yes.
Right? And loan guarantee, in my experience, typically costs 1%. It's just a fee. It's not interest.
Mm.
Right? So obviously it keeps on changing, so it's very slippery to understand, but I wouldn't want to see a debenture issued for this. And I'm not sure that... Seguin and the other places have actually paid like hard money to this. They might be borrowing it or guaranteeing it, but if they're not borrowing it, I don't see why we would pay anybody to pay them. If they're not out of pocket, then what's the rationale? We should guarantee our proportion, no problem. And the letter of credit is even more flexible that way too. So it's confusing, and listening to what you just went through, Debbie, is like, yeah, can you make it any more confusing? But hopefully it'll solidify anyhow, and then we can nail it down. But I wouldn't want us borrowing money and paying interest when we don't have to. Right? And paying 1% as a fee is a hell of a lot better than paying whatever, 4 or 5% for a loan.
Okay. Yeah, there's just a question, I guess. The contractors have to be paid, and so I guess the other municipalities were money out of pocket.
Yeah, they are being
okay.
The, you know, everything is being paid, yes, and they are sending the money to the three municipalities.
Yeah.
You know, as the work is being done, they're being
okay.
There's a special word for it. I don't even know what it is, but they are giving them their ticket or whatever it's
but
called.
But once this is solidified, surely it's not hard to write this stuff down and show it, and then maybe there is some legitimate circumstances for us to borrow the money, but. I'd like to avoid that if we can.
Yeah. Well, as it looks right now,
yeah.
We're not going to be doing that. That's what I'm hoping, and probably everyone else's.
We can give them
that
an
we
IOU.
Can just yeah, we can just yeah. Okay.
So I've got page 28. I think that was covered. The market favorable overhead. I think that is the owner. We've got enrolled in part-time you'd say?
Yeah, yeah.
And so the previous market manager was
wasn't part of the owners.
Okay. Was that something that should have been done though?
We did ask her and she didn't want to be part of that, so.
Okay.
So last three or four year ago, Omers changed the policy.
Right.
Before that, it was only, Omers was given only to the permanent employees.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And now pretty much everybody, doesn't matter if it's a student or part-time, you have to offer them Omers.
Mm.
So basically, if you give them Omers, then you have to budget.
But the students wouldn't be taking it usually, would they? Or?
They can.
They can.
It's up to them. You have to offer them.
Right.
As per the policy.
Councilor Zulak?
So you offer to them, but they can decline.
Yeah, they can
okay.
decline. Yeah.
Can I go back to page 18? We kind of skipped past, and I didn't notice that I had circled some things. That there's some stuff under waste haulage, like in the middle of the page. And well, the cost increases are crazy, but I mean, I understand that. The last one, though, where we said cost increases, more loads were directed to waste. Is that because, and I don't know if anybody in here knows this, but is that because recycling was determined to be contaminated, and therefore we had to pay for it to go to waste? As for earning money from recycling? I don't know if anybody in here knows this. I suspect Carly might be the only one that does, but I know she understands the issues well. But I mean, it is, well, it's an 8.54%. That's a big increase, so.
Yeah, it's more waste is going into the, by the tipping fee. Paid to the police.
Yeah, and some of that is waste, period. I mean, I get that, but also the last item down, which is about the recycling being diverted to waste. You use the word directed, but I mean, same thing. I know when we talked to circular materials, that was the issue. If we got over 12%, then we had to start paying them for it, and I don't know that that ever happened. I don't see any evidence, but then again, I don't see those things as a routine basis anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just curious because of the 8.54%, that's all. And that may be what happened, or what is happening.
And,
so,
and one of the reasons it increased to 89,000 or 8.5%, if you look at the 2021 budget, we budgeted 82,000, it ended up costing us 89,073.
Yeah. I would like to understand more about this issue from, I think it's circular materials that would have to provide this. And some of the questions that our committee had about this was exactly that. How would we know? And can they just make up any figure and tell us? And then what, we just have to accept it? Right? And I'm not arguing that it may not be real, but like, where's the control on this other than they just say, well, you know, we had to divert another 50% and so your bill goes up 50%. Well, where's the proof?
Yeah.
Right? And all along, from the very first version of the contract, I can't remember what it was called now, there's loopholes like that in there, and you go like, well, normally if you're going to bill somebody for something, you have to buy the backup for it to prove that it's real, not just make up some numbers and say, here's why, right? And how do we know that it really was diverted?
Yeah.
So.
Well, we can be fortunate we don't have garbage pickup, I guess, in some of the cities that are having some problems.
Yeah, I've heard a bunch of stories recently about that, too, but. In any event, I still think, like anybody that's billing, where's the proof, right? And you can't just send us a bill and make up any numbers and what, we just have to take it? When we went on the tour, and this wasn't circular materials at the time, it was Bracebridge, but those were some of the questions that we asked in there, and they didn't have a good answer there either. Well, they weigh the trucks when they come in. Okay, I get that you said, I actually see that the trucks are doing that. Where's the proof, right? Where's the weights coming in? And show that to me. They didn't have it. So, because I think they were an industry that just got by with, we'll just write these numbers down and there you go. And I object to that as a ratepayer mostly, but.
Well, then you should be objecting to the entire recycling program.
Oh, well, that's true too.
So, this entire thing is a big
joke.
Yeah.
Well, again, we didn't get a choice. I'm just saying it would be nice if this was supported by something that's factual and independent.
Point?
No, I was just going to say, I remember us discussing they said if we were over so many tons or something,
yeah,
that we would have to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I remember that discussion.
And what they were doing was weighing all the trucks coming in and calculating a percentage of contaminated and allocating that to every municipality, even though
yeah,
one municipality might have had 100% efficiency rate.
Yeah. Just out of control. But anyway, I'll stop ranting now. So.
Rodin, you're kind of keeping your fingers crossed a little bit on that one, I guess, are you? When the actual was 89 last year, and that's what you're putting in?
Yeah.
There's the only spot I see you might have not allowed enough.
And the reason is that their costs keep increasing. It's not like, you know, I haven't seen
mm-hmm.
their cost going down. So, like, you know, it's better to match with the actual.
Yeah, it's no harm wishful thinking once in a while.
So since we're on that sort of environmental type of page, the Lake Stewardship Committee meeting they did, they had a meeting the other night, and they did discuss the water testing and of the and the health Board of Health not testing the beaches. I don't know if that's what they're proposing for this coming summer, and the Lake Stewardship Committee does test the beaches, but they did put an option forward to, if council want, and that's three times a year that they do the water testing. So if council wanted to increase the amount of testing at the beaches, they could probably work that in, but then there would be an additional funding required to pay for that. So just for something for council to take into consideration.
Yeah, I think as we said before, it's sort of a snapshot. And
you're
never sure.
Changes within 5 minutes. Once the geese go through, and then the geese move over, and it's gone from here, and now it's over there.
It's a moving target, literally.
That's it.
Yeah.
The other question that has come up is the repeatedly one particular resident, I guess, the cash and cash equivalents. With that figure, that's the money in the bank, I guess, is that, and where that, I'm not sure, I think you told us at one point what interest that was receiving in the bank, that's CIBC, right?
Yeah.
And what's that at? It's
prime minus 1.80, so,
1.8, okay.
So right now I think it's interest we are earning 2.65.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess the, what's the difference between that, that's cash, that's liquid, and reserve that's put aside? Is the reserve part of that?
Is the reserve is part of the cash.
Okay, that's
yeah.
good to know. Yeah.
Somebody stopped me somewhere in public and asked me that. I said, well, the reserves are what's in the bank. It's
yeah.
that simple. So
yeah.
Maybe not, I'm not talking, you can reconcile the numbers, but that's what it is, right? And they said, really? And I said, well, where did you think it was? Like in a cupboard here or something like that? You know? Anyhow, and it was one of those conversations that boiled down to a ton of laughter and everything else. I said, that's the surplus funds that we have, if you call them surplus, not really. They're our reserves, and we get paid for them, right? Not hard to figure out.
And the way the interest rate is nowadays are, it's going down, so go up, so I'm not sure because the way situation is, but then right now it's very low.
Is ours locked in for a year?
No,
for
that's
that one?
That's other one, GIC.
Yeah, is it locked in for
yeah,
a year?
Yeah.
I think that's October, yeah.
So the cash and cash equivalent, so that's the reserves, and it's the, in addition, it's the cash on hand at
yeah.
that snapshot point in time where you prepared this budget.
Right.
So the next day it can change.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
So, but it seemed like it was quite high at some points in time, like $5 million.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you know, during the year, especially first 3 months, when we do the interim billing, we need a cash, right, to pay the bills and plus the salaries, and you know, by the time we get the some of the interim bill revenue, we, you know, that cash go back then, but then, you know, we need an extra high cash in first at least 3 or 4 or 5 months to run the business till the also budget pass.
No, that makes sense. Any questions with these figures?
So, on page 25, then there is, so it's on page 25, and it's West Prairie Sounds Recreation and Culture Center. There's $20,000 that transferred from Parkland Fund.
Parkland
Fund? Where is he
no.
saying that?
This is page 25.
Yeah, in the middle of the page, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it says
oh, levy to
transfer from West Prairie Sound Recreation Levy.
So, in our council package,
yeah.
December 16th, 2025, item 19.2, there was a request for McCall Township to pay $33,985.
Okay.
And this coming year, and in the their minutes, there was going to be another request for probably something similar. I'm wondering if there should be a number in the budget so that that amount, which is outstanding or being requested for this year, is out, is taken care of.
So that 20,000, as I mentioned even last meeting, that you know that based on the opening of the pool from the May till December, that's how I calculate 20,000. But then again, it's up to the council, because I think council has to give me direction. Do we need to pay full amount, or we need to pay half of the amount, or do we need to pay any amount? That's something we need to, I need a direction from the council. We do have total 58,000 in reserve for the West Prairie Sound pool. So if we need to pay full amount, then I can transfer the 58,000 from that.
Okay, so there's the 20,000.
Yes, come
now we come have that as a line item amount.
Yeah.
And then there is the 58,000 that can be pulled from.
And that 20,000 is coming from 58, so it's still remaining 38,000.
Oh, so there's 38. So the total is 58,000.
Right.
So it's just a little short of what the requirement might be.
Yeah. So again, it's discretion of the council that they want to.
Well, unless council has changed direction, and I don't think they have through no resolution, the resolution said that it'd be capped at 30,000 once the rec center was opened.
Mm.
And so they've come up with a pre-opening,
yeah.
which council never agreed to. And this is why I think Roshan has put in the actual figure of what's left in this year after it opens, sort of thing, out of the 30,000. So he's come up with the 20,000. And that's council's last stand on it, as far as I know. Councilor Zulak.
So maybe you can show me, is there somewhere in here, Roshan, for legal fees?
Legal fees?
Yeah, like if we were, you know, money put aside for legal fees.
Mm-hmm.
Is there?
I'm kind of confused now.
Well, I think what she's questioning is that we're researching that agreement and whether, as Councillor Keckin is referencing, whether we even need to consider that pre-operating bill that came into us. And so I think that's what Councillor
yes,
is talking about.
Yes,
as we question it and seek legal advice.
Professional,
professional legal fees. We have 30,000 here.
30,000.
Admin.
What page is that on?
Page second, the admin. We have 30,000.
No.
Page second.
Two.
Number
page
two.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
I know I can't hear, but I didn't understand that at all. But
it's okay, I do sign. Good. No.
I thought you were wishing me peace. You know.
So we have 30,000 in legal in admin department.
But that's general, that's not connected to the pool itself.
No, it's not, but it's a journal.
Okay.
That was my
yeah, I see
tidbit.
For sure, so.
Questions from were you thinking April 7th then we would have first two readings?
Yeah.
Okay. And that still allows some time for the public to give their views and also make any changes for a third reading.
Sure.
2 weeks later.
So. Yeah.
And I think that's pretty good time. It's comparable to last year, is it? Or
yeah.
Was it May, I think? Or
end of April, I think. It's around the same time.
Around the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to see us, I mean, the sheet that Morley has in front of them right now with the green text, or it looks green from here anyway, divulge that. As, I mean, it's not part of the budget per se, it is, but it isn't. Just to say these are things that are not within our control that we're paying out. I think that's really important for ratepayers to understand. Otherwise, they think we're just out there throwing, you know, $100 bills around or something. But I found that very helpful the first time around.
No, definitely, I will do that, and
yeah.
I will put the percentage, you know, how much it goes from,
sure.
you know,
sure.
budget.
I mean, it doesn't help us pay, but at least, you know, there are some things we can control, and there are other expensive things that we cannot.
Correct.
Especially the OPP. But
I have a,
yes,
a general question, and thinking of people having to pay their tax bills, if some get them, I'm sure some right now are having to fork out quite a bit all at once. Have we looked into, I don't believe we have in place the pre-authorized payment plan, like where a person is automatically drawn from their account every month?
No, we haven't.
Perry Sound and Seguin both have it, and I'm wondering whether we should really consider doing that as help, as money management for a lot of people in the township, where all of a sudden you have a, like on average, and I'm saying I might be average, $1,500 bill sitting on your desk. It's like, well, my old age check isn't quite covering that, where it's so much nicer just to, every month it is automatically comes out, and it would be like $250 a month kind of thing. I see Perry Sound's doing it, Seguin's doing it. I never checked any other municipalities, but I wonder if it's something this council would want to consider going forward.
Councilor Ryan?
Are you also supposing that we would take monthly payments? We don't take monthly at the moment,
no,
do we?
No.
If somebody came in with 12 post-dated checks, would we take them?
We will take
So
it.
We do kind of,
but
kind of a plan.
Not
for
through
it.
The bank, though, you know, if somebody want to come
okay.
through the checks, yeah, we can.
But
and
we could get set up for pre-authorized payments, as you call them, or there's lots of names for them, but I mean, there would be a cost, I don't know that it would be significant, but there would be a cost for it, but certainly I would think a lot of people, well, not just in McKellar, a lot of people would find it easier from a budgeting point of view,
sure.
To spread it over, you know, monthly, quarterly, whatever, rather than semi-annual. But and as long as the work that we do is only really at the setup of such an arrangement, and beyond that, the money just comes in. But then, you know, and I can ask this question, which I've asked a million times before: if you receive payments that way, do you then have to go and post them manually to the tax account?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's a big downside to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm wondering
yes.
then, yeah, that's very interesting, whether we could direct staff to give us a report, you know, if we, to what's involved in switching to that system, because there could be a lot of negative aspects and costs involved where it's like, oh, well, so much for that. Or if it's reasonable, it's, you know, it's I think it's an option. For a lot of people going for, I know personally, I would set it up that way. Just, you know, and I think a lot of people would now, just like you were saying, money management kind of thing. So whether for the next council meeting, we could consider a resolution. Maybe at that point, not to say we're going to do it, but maybe for staff
just
to
investigate.
Or,
yeah.
Is there a known way that you could do this with upgrades to our software, to our tax software, so that we could take a file and upload the file and it would do it?
I think this software doesn't allow it, so maybe if we look into the new software, they might allow it. That's one of the item I'm going to look into the new software, because if you can transfer a file from the bank directly to the tax software and apply it, so you don't need to manually go through the 100, you know, transactions.
Sure.
That would be easier and time, you know, saving. But if it doesn't, then it will be time-consuming, because all of a sudden, like, let's say 50 people go on a pre-authorize every month, then you pretty much now you have to manually go with each one of them.
Right. So.
I mean, the other option could be that you don't offer monthly, that we just offer semi-annual. Yeah. But no,
yeah.
I mean it.
Yeah.
I mean, because of the work involved. I'm not suggesting that that should be our answer,
right.
But, you know, we're not, I don't think that we're obliged to offer monthly just because we accept pre-authorized payments, but...
Right.
But again, it wouldn't be as well accepted as, you know, monthly payments or whatever. So, but we don't want to get into any of those variables. What happens if somebody says, well, I want to pay weekly, right? Or daily, right? Or something stupid like that. So,
there are some people who pay us bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm.
They might pay hourly. I don't know. But,
well, I guess that could be up to the council of the day to say, no, we're just offering monthly. And it's drawn out of your account on the first day of the month, which works out for anybody on the pensions. You know, they usually go in a couple of days prior to the end of the month, so that would, you know, it gets withdrawn right away out of their check. So.
But as it is right now, Roshan, if somebody wanted to come in and negotiate some kind of a payment plan, you work with them?
You know, I always tell them if they are looking pre-authorized, then we don't allow, but then if they can pay monthly, you know, I have no issue with that, but then they have to work with their bank.
Right.
We don't offer.
Well, if somebody walks in here with a check for Roshan, he's willing to take it.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
It would also likely reduce at least some of our arrears, right? Because people that can't afford to pay $1,500 semi-annual might be, I hope, would be more likely to pay monthly, and therefore we could reduce the arrears, and therefore we'd receive more money.
But definitely, yeah, that's how.
And I'm also, in a little bit of, I'm thinking, this might be just wishful thinking, that a lot of people who don't end up paying their taxes because of, well, I'm not going by the office, no, it's too much of a pain, I'll shove that bill underneath the pile, where it's just automatically coming out of their bank account, more better chance that they're going to continue to pay their taxes on time and not fall behind.
So would you have to change the, like, because there's interest, right? So, for example, when we get people that drop off their 12 months of checks, so monthly checks, they make it out so that there's more of an amount because they know that they have interest.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how the program would work that way.
Yeah, I have to figure out with the program how they figure it out. That
because even if the payments come out on a monthly basis and pre-authorized, does that mean they're still getting charged interest?
They should.
And so that's what I'm saying. Like, you'd have to get a program where it wouldn't charge the interest, even though they're only paying
longer before the due date, then they should.
Yes.
They won't be charged the interest. Right? That's logic, and I'm not saying that's
what
it
shouldn't be, because the way it is right now, you don't have to pay it till the end of April. Means that basically the township's trying to operate on money that's owed to them for 4 months. You know, if nobody paid until today, You don't have any of that money anywhere. If it was pre-authorized, you're getting that money's coming in beforehand. So I see no reason to charge a person interest if they're making their monthly payment through the year.
Yeah, the only thing is the second billing will be different from
the first
billing.
Exactly.
And so your
monthly
rate is going to change.
It will change.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a little tricky part there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether...
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts to...
Yeah, whether halfway through, it's going to change. We can't tell you how much it's going to change,
right.
But it's going to be a bit more than what you were paying, which that's taxes. That's, I can't see a person, they help to accept that if they go for the pre-authorized payment.
Okay, anything else? Hopefully.
If it's agreeable to council and or agreeable to you, I'd go with you to the bank to talk about this if you want. It's purely your choice, or at least and or council's choice, but I help sell that product on a regular basis when I worked in branches. So,
I think we can probably, you mentioned other townships are doing it, so maybe just contact with those particular departments as a first step and a report from staff. But, see how it works. If they see any flaws in it, and how they overcome it.
Yeah.
Anything else from the public? Any questions? If not, unless Roshan has questions for us. No. Looked at the clock, that's all he needed to do.
Past 4:30. And we don't pay overtime anymore.
Resolution 26-129, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby rise and report from Committee of the Whole at
4:37 p.m.
4:37 p.m. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Hill, move the Council of Zulac, second by Councilor Haskell, be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2026-17, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council, the first and second reading, further give a third reading and pass an open Council this 27th day of March 2026. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 26-131, moved by Councilor Haskins, second by Councilor Zulac, be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at
4:37 p.m.
Oh, get it all within the same time. 4:37 p.m. to meet again on April 7th, 2026 for a regular meeting of Council or at the call of the Mayor. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you very much, Council.
Thank you.